Brucinicia papyrifera, the paper mulberry, is called Kushu in China and Kozo in Japan. It's a small tree of the Moraceae family, the bark of which is used to produce paper. It has always been widespread in China and Japan, but propagated to other parts of Asia and the Pacific Islands in Polynesian prehistoric times. In China, paper is made in autumn. Firstly, the freshly cut wood is bundled and allowed to dry for a few hours to make it easier to remove the bark. Next, the dark outer coating of the bark is stripped off. The bark, now white, is shredded and left to soak in a river for several days to wash out impurities. Most paper-producing villages are in the mountains close to a stream or river. The next step is to boil it in water and soda ash. This softens the fibres and removes any tannin, starch and oil. Now only the fibres are left, which are rinsed in running water until they're pure white. The fibres are then loosened by hand and beaten. This was originally a woman's job. A mallet in each hand, they beat the fibres into a smooth, even pulp. This method produced paper of a much better texture than that of modern industrial production, which tends to beat and break down the fibres too much. The pulp is put into vats, water is added, and then screens made of a bamboo frame and silk or cotton fabric are dipped into the vats to capture the finer, smaller fibres. These screens are then left out in the sun to dry for several hours, and once dry, the paper sheet is peeled from the screen. The fibres from this mulberry were also used to produce fabrics. On some Pacific islands like Hawaii, products derived from this tree had an important role in religious rituals, tributes, exchanges and gift-giving. In Provence, the paper mulberry was grown to provide shade and is often found next to farmhouses. But it has been somewhat forgotten these days due to its propensity to produce suckers.